Workstation health. Sit with your back in contact with the back of the seat, and move your chair close to the desk. Do not perch on the edge of your chair as this will not give you support for your back, or the curve of your spine. Try not to slouch. Make sure your keyboard is not too far away from you, that you have to overstretch. Your chair should be high enough, that when you rest your hands on the keyboard it should be at an approximate angle of 90 degrees. If your feet do not touch the floor then a footrest is required. Try not to use the armrests on your chair, unless you need to. Always be aware of your posture, and that you are not slouching to one side. The top of your monitor should be approximately at eye level, and if you reach out your hands whilst sitting straight backed at your desk you should be able to just touch the screen in front of you. If you have a pelvic tilt to your chair, try to tilt it to between 5 and 15 degrees, to allow your hips to be slightly higher than your knees, which then allows your pelvis to open out slightly. If you have a floating back style chair, this allows you to slouch in the correct position to gently stretch out your back. Make sure that your bottom and your back make contact with the back of the chair. This is for resting or for actions like taking calls, and is not recommended for typing. If you have an adjustable back or lumbar support on your chair, make sure that it is snug in the small of your back where your spine curves inwards. Make sure your keyboard isn't too far away from you, and that you do not have to reach out for your mouse. If you have narrow shoulders, you might consider a smaller size of keyboard. The disability and support analyst will be able to advise on these. If you type with your wrists resting on your desk, it might be a good idea to buy a wrist rest. The Fellows Narrow Gel Wrist Rest is a good example. With laptops, you need to think about the same kinds of things if you are using them in one place for long periods of time. If this is the case, consider buying a laptop stand and separate mouse and keyboard. This will allow you to set this up for the correct user posture. Take regular breaks away from the computer, approximately every 45 minutes with a 5 to 10 minute rest break, and try to switch around your duties in the course of the day. If after all these adjustments have been done, you still have problems, please speak to your line manager or contact the Disability and Support Analyst, who can be reached on M. Farmer at UCL. UK 0208 679 2809.